So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hello, hello.
Hello and Merry Christmas.
Echoes in my mouth.
I'm like,
if you're just listening and you haven't actually seen any visuals, I'm currently dressed up as the Grinch because that's who I am at my core.
Maybe put your microphone under or something. And I'm Santa Claus because, oh, I love Christmas. It's my favourite time of year.
It's the grand reveal. It's been me the whole time.
Should I keep it on my head like this?
Yeah, keep it on your head like that, doll.
Or does that look stupid?
No. I mean, look, I think initially you're going to start as the Grinch and as the episode goes on, you're going to transform into Mrs. Claus, okay?
Well, that's what we were supposed to do initially. I was supposed to be Mrs. Claus, but the Lou was in charge of ordering the outfits off Amazon and she seemed to think that this was more fitting for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more.
You're not the Grinch in, no, you are. You're like, ugh, Christmas, ugh. Like you just couldn't care less.
It's a sad story behind why.
Yeah.
I used to love Christmas as a child and then, you know, broken family things.
Yeah, yeah. You have your reasons, doll, just like the Grinch does.
We've always wanted to do a little dress up for the pod before.
Oh,
I think that seeing as we're recording out of the flat, it feels free that we could do absolutely anything. We could probably record the pod nude.
Yes.
We could in the new year do a nude pod episode where we should do that. Us two just sitting here naked.
Well, Del, I think one, we forgot that, you know, anyone can see into the flat here. We've already had a few stragglers walk past and be like, what the fuck are they doing? But no, there's no better time than Christmas and it was the perfect opportunity to dress up, like you said.
Is this going to be muffling the mic?
Is it
take
muffling?
The beard down. She's committed. She's committed. To the costume. I love my little shoes.
Because you know why? When's the last time I wore a costume? I couldn't tell you.
I feel quite cozy in mine. I'm quite warm in my Grinch Grinch suit.
Well, I've got a big fat belly on underneath. I know. I'm feeling great.
Anyways, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. And guess what, Lou?
That's my line. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
No, I'm pretty sure that's from Home Alone, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I honestly was Googling Grinch quotes.
Go on, give one. Just one.
Being the actress, I am, I've rehearsed something for you guys. Ready? 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30. Stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, just as eyes.
Wait, you remember so the Grinch is actually
secretly a sweetie. I'm not finished. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. This is definitely not his fucking voice that he does.
Dinner with me.
This one's the best one. 7 o'clock, well, I'm self-loathing. I'm booked. I'm booked. I'm booked and busy. Oh, I need to learn how to do his voice better, honestly.
How dare you enter the...
How dare you enter my lair?
No, the Grinch. How dare you enter my lair, little girl?
All right, give us a little Santa Claus moment then. I think you actually want my role.
I'm really embodying Christmas characters.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Where's my matcha cookies and carrots? And don't forget the oat milk.
Love that. Good job, sweetie. I'm blown away. We should be on the West End. We should have our own show on the West End. The Sue and the Lou that stole Christmas. Fuck. Okay, well, let's jump right into this episode because it is a goodie. It is a goodie.
And it's our second last episode of the year.
Second last episode we're recording in London before we shoot back off to Australia for 2 whole months.
Bye.
Can't wait. Get me out of here. Same. It's been cute and festive and fun, and we've got Winter Wonderland on tomorrow, but it's getting a bit grim and a bit depresso.
Anyways,
so
take
this
it away
mantra of the week. Mantra of the week. Just to add a little festive flair. Remember that the happiest people are not those getting more, but those giving more. And that is by H. Jackson Brown Jr.
Shout out to you.
It's got that one off Google.
No, I think Christmas, we do forget that at the end of the day, it is all about giving. And that's what makes us feel great. I think in general, when you're feeling shit about yourself, think of how you can serve others. And I think that's what brings people together because, you know, you're cooking together, you're giving presents, of course, but most importantly, you're giving your time to each other, which the older you get, the harder it is to do.
I agree. And I think that, I mean, I love buying people gifts. It's so fun. Very thoughtful gifts, letters, you know, cute little things you can do. And as much as I say I'm the Grinch, I actually do love Christmas because there's just something in the air.
Magic.
It's cutesy.
Reindeers.
Yeah. And it's like, it is just a special time. And there's really something in being generous to those around you, especially if someone's had a really hard year. It's like a kind of a year in review vibes when you see everyone, or it's a time where you can lift someone's spirits, I think, who's been having a hard time.
It's honestly just the best way to describe Christmas is a big hot cup of cocoa. It's warm. It's sweet.
Are they saying hot cup of cocoa, not just a hot chocolate?
No, hot cup of cocoa doll at the North Pole. That's what we call it there.
I just call mine a matcha. Green slime, green sweet slime.
You know, yeah, it makes sense.
It does make sense. I thought we could have a little chat about what we're getting up to, I guess, when we go home.
Oh, do you? Yeah, go on, doll. Take it away.
I mean, I said it before, I guess, like we're flying home to Oz for 2 months. And last year I went home for a month in November, but I came back here for Christmas and I really hated Christmas in London. It was quite depressing.
Which is quite interesting that you hated Christmas because they are so much more festive here and there's so many more decorations and I feel like the spirits are higher here in that sense. But then obviously at the end of the day, what matters is like who you're with.
And well, I had fun. Like we got really drunk and we danced and it was funny and like my fam was there and stuff, like my brother and my mom and Sophie was there and like my cousins, some cousins. But it was because like it was after you have lunch, it's just cold and dark and rainy.
I hate it.
I normally go to the beach on Christmas Arvo in Oz. So I really missed that. And I was like, oh, now what?
Yeah.
Once Christmas was over, it wasn't like fun and festive anymore. It was just like, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
Whereas in Oz, like the party just, it's starting and
you're
gearing
up
for New Year's.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong, doll.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, you're going back home for Christmas. You're spending it with Hale Bizzle.
Hey, Bez is going to join Orphan Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I text Mum today. I was like, what's our Chrissy plan? She's like, I don't know. What do you want to do? I was like, Mum, this is, you're the mother. Time for
I
you to organise it.
She's going
to
be there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then we're all going to link up.
In the Arvo.
And continue the celebrations.
I feel like most Christmases we'll try and see each other in the afternoon or something. Like usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Link.
Yeah.
I always try and see my friends in the afternoon on Christmas, but we'll defos have a little drinky poo.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like I'll defos be getting really wasted this Christmas.
Last year I had a cocktail station, except I'm not doing it again. I was working my
cocktail
ass off.
Cocktail station.
No, I had a little sign with all the different cocktails.
Oh my God. Where did you have Christmas last year?
At Corey and Lawrence's. Mm-hmm. And we invited Max over and my dad was there. And
What was on your cocktail list?
Oh, let me tell you. We had just a classic, you know, marg. Tommy's.
She slays a marg.
Yes. And then we had a spicy marg, like a jalapeno one.
Mm-hmm.
I brought fresh jalapenos and blended it in with some cilantro. So I made a picante.
Wow.
And then I had a pineapple one and a mango one.
Wow. Mango chili God, one. You had a lot going on the menu.
Yeah. So, you know, I was booked and busy. They were downing them. Everyone when was downing them.
Aussies plus Margs, it's like it's just one after another after another after another.
And I half salted the rim with the yummy, like the Japanese spice. Oh, wow. And salt.
Oh, wow.
I really went all out. But this year it's going to be Aperols.
I was going to say Aperol Station.
Yeah, Appy Station,
it's
for sure.
It's still admin, but much easier.
Well, you know, I'm thinking this year, fuck it, you'll make your own. I'm not working.
No, you're not working. Take a rest, Santa. Know, you've been doing a lot.
I was about to say it's the one day I don't work, but as Santa Claus, it's the one day I do work.
It is it's the one and only day that you do work.
Oh, my slave.
Delivering.
No, actually, to be fair, I'm delivering on Christmas Eve. So by the time it gets to Christmas Day, I hang the boots up, doll.
Yeah, you've already done the delivering.
Some whiskey.
So what's Santa's plans going home? You leave sooner than me. You're a week before me.
I leave in 2 days.
2 days.
2 days. Well, yeah, I start flying, but I won't get there till Monday night. But, you know, my sister's assured me that I'll be coming home to a nice home-cooked meal by her fiancé. And
the cackle!
Mom and my other sister Vanessa will be collecting me from the airport with my son, Wolf.
Yeah, cute. I'm going to get to see Frankie.
Oh, we should take them for a walk together.
Yeah, I don't really like walking Frankie or any dog.
Oh, you're a fake mom.
Yeah, I am. It's just so annoying stopping sniffing, stopping peeing, sniffing, pooing.
But it makes you present. You're like walking with the dog and you just, you know.
But you know how fast I like to walk? Like Frankie's not on my speed of walking.
Saying. It brings you to your present moment, doll. Maybe just slow down.
Slow down. Yeah, well, Oz for me is going to be a lot about slowing down, reconnecting with nature plus myself. Like it could not be coming at a better time.
And then New Year's. The New Year's period, there's a week period where we're both in Byron and...
Mm-hmm. Everyone, all of our friends are everyone. In Byron Bay. My favourite place on the planet.
Relaxation station.
It won't be. It'll be...
Choo-choo.
It's going to be like, woo-woo.
Yeah.
Like we try and say it's going to be relaxing.
It won't. And that's why I have a little, I was saying to Katz the other day, I'm like, I have a bit of like anxiety about going home. I'm so excited. But like the pressures to like see everyone and like I know that you're only there for a short amount of time. So just that, yeah, pressure to catch up with everyone, which it's not a bad pressure. It's just like I want to make sure I'm not burning myself out so that I don't come back to London like already just like tired out. But
New Year's, December, like Christmas up until December 5th, it's a bit exhausting. But after that, we'll be normal routine again.
I think February will definitely be more. I'm only there in February for 10, 11 days anyway. But I think that'll be a bit more like chill by then, like by the end of Jan.
I mean, I feel like nothing's really going to be chill because we're going to be working.
This is the thing.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, we have so much exciting stuff coming in the new year. Like, you have no idea. The girls have been working.
We have.
Ass up. What is it? Face down, ass up. We've been really working on a few really exciting things. Mm-hmm. Lots to do with the pod and some really exciting stuff for
absolutely
another
nothing
venture.
To do with the pod.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We're heading to Winter Wonderland tomorrow night in London, which if you've never been, it's pretty much like the Ekka or like a big fair that's all Christmas
Winter Carnival
themed, and it's so fun.
It's got snow, it's got rides, it's got churros, It's got hot dogs, I'm sure.
Aperols.
It's got the beer tent.
Yeah, there's this like Bulgarian beer tent or whatever. Ooh, it is.
Bulgarian, that's where I'm going on Saturday.
Yeah. Or like whatever German? It is. I think it's like the Bulgarian beer tent.
Oh,
don't quote me on that. But we went a few years ago and we were dancing on the tables, having a great time, doing Jaeger shots. Yeah. Remember Tim and stuff bought me Jaeger shots and I was downing them. Not downing, I had like, you know, one. Had one. But
it was a lit time though. It was. And like, remember that old man dancing?
I know. So cute. He was Aussie. So he was like singing all these Christmas songs and he was Aussie. And I was like, Aussie. But yeah, that's the plans.
Let's dive into what we've learned this year.
Oh, fuck. A lot.
I know. I think the first thing that comes to mind for me is learning to be okay with having a lot more bad days than good days in London. Mm. Learning to ride the weather wave.
Mm.
It's difficult. It still is difficult.
Mm.
You know, a year and a half has passed by and I still look outside and when it's cloudy, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Lou's found a little solution. She puts on... She's found a solution. She's put on... when she's feeling a little... you know, tired or down or dark and gloomy, she puts on one of the soft boxes that we've bought for the podcast and she uses that to recharge her battery. And
it actually helps
to work. It wakes her up, which it makes sense. Like there's not enough light going into our eyeballs here.
It does help. It helped like the first few times, but I feel like it's lost its effect because I'm feeling the effects of the weather right now.
Because it's synthetic. Mm. Like it's not real UV or anything like that.
But no, that is true. That the effort that's needed to really get somewhere that you want with your goals and dreams, you need to really put in the time and hustle. And it is hard.
Trade-offs.
And it's just the challenges we've had living here. For me, it's I've learned a lot about relationships,
mm-hmm.
about the male species,
yep.
about myself,
mm-hmm.
at lots of like healing from just difficult things. Like this year's defo has been a very hard one for me.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, I'm really excited to close the chapter on this year. It's had so many highs as well though.
Yeah, of course. I feel like you've kind of unlocked a new part of yourself and a new version of yourself and you're shedding the skin like a snake, you know? And it's almost at the end of that last bit of scale.
Yeah. I'd rather learn these tough things about relationships and love at a younger age than imagine I was like 45 with children.
No.
Learning that every Gary and Barry and Larry and Greg are pieces of shit.
Especially Greg's.
Mm-hmm. Run from the Greg's girls, run from the Greg's. They're all bad.
Mm. But you are right. I feel like we've had to learn what to sacrifice in order to get ahead with what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Like for us saying no took us like a year to learn here. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard though when you move to a new country, like it took us a year to find our feet here. So like trying to balance like our new life, like that's huge. So I think once we got settled in that, then we were able to start being like, okay, no, and like having priorities. But yeah, I think it just came down to not canceling out our whole social life, but getting rid of 80% of it.
Yeah.
And dedicating our time to our projects.
Yeah. And just trying to chill, more balance, like bring the cortisol levels down. Yeah. Like it's not good to be burning out too busy all the time and burning out. And it's hard in a big city and it's hard when you need to make money to survive and all that. Anyways, I just learned that growing up is kind of hard.
Yeah. And life is hard.
Yeah. But I found so much refuge in our pod, in our community.
We've fallen in love with the pod again.
Yeah, because for a while it
was a side girl.
It was a side girl and we weren't putting all of our love and focus into it. We were like, well, where's this even going? Because we're not noticing, you know, it's not feeling fulfilling because we were struggling to find studio space and all that. And look, we've gotten crafty. We record out of the house now. And I've never felt more in love with the pod than I have now.
It's the consistency that motivates us too. Uh-huh. I feel like once we're on a roll, it just feels like it's all coming together. And I'm sure you guys can notice from the outside that we're putting a lot more work into it now.
We hope you see and appreciate it.
Please. Please. Okay. So just coming back to the power of generosity, which we were touching on earlier in the episode, we've got a little fact here. You know us, we love a little reference, little fact. Year after year, more and more studies are highlighting the benefits of generosity on both our physical and mental health. Not only does generosity reduce stress, support one's physical health, enhance one's sense of purpose, and naturally fight depression, it's also shown to increase one One's lifespan. My dyslexia coming out. Dyslexia. Dyslexia.
He's really popping,
no,
isn't
I
it?
I think I do have, I definitely have some sort of dyslexia because.
Yeah, you got dyslexia.
Dyslexia. Let me be.
It's getting digmatized.
Yeah, I'm diagnosing myself. Digmatized. So what we came up with is a little idea. Well, initially when I shared it to the Lou, she was a little hesitant because it is corny. It's very me. But she came around and she's accepted it and she's on board. But I suggested that we write a love letter to each other to end the year on just expressing our gratitude. And that's for people who maybe don't have a lot of money to spend on gifts. I think writing a letter is such a powerful gift. Like to me, I would remember that more.
Mm.
Isabel wrote me a letter for my birthday one year, like a 2 or 3 page letter. I remember that. I can't even remember the present she gave with it.
Yeah.
Like it actually holds so much value and yeah, it's really beautiful. So who wants to go first?
I don't know. I'm really nervous. Like I was writing my letter on the train home and I was welling up the train. I had to wait till I got home to finish it because I was like actually sobbing.
I was sobbing too.
I was sobbing and it really, yeah, I don't know. It was just a lot. So I'm actually a bit nervous.
Beautiful.
I'm nervous. I don't know if I could go. Oh,
I'll
I don't
go
know.
First.
Okay,
I'll
you go first. Okay.
To my Sue. Carts, Cardi, me wife.
Me wife.
To try and put into words the love, memories and gratitude of our friendship. I'm already tearing up. The memories, gratitude of our friendship into words feels almost impossible. Let me start by saying this is by far my longest relationship. Not friendship, because I've had friends for over 10 years, but this isn't a friendship. It's become sisterhood. You're my life partner, my business partner, roommate, not anymore, but was multiple times, security guard,
yeah,
mummy, yeah, but sometimes also bebe.
Bebe.
And unfortunately, in moments, opponents. Just aww, joking, I just had to be dramatic.
Yeah.
Kidding though. The thing I love about our friendship is that no matter how bad of a place we can fall into, we both always fight for the friendship and never give up. We have actually somewhat grown up together. Mm. Our 20s, mostly. We have been with each other through every season over the last 8 years. And if there's one thing people should know about you, is that you truly never give up on yourself.
Oh, doll.
I've sat with you through some of your darkest moments in life and truly wondered how the fuck does she pick herself back up and hold her head so high. You've really taught me to believe in myself when I most definitely didn't. And you've inspired me to honestly be the strongest version of myself. The yin to my yang.
The tears are flowing. Oh my God.
We both see something really special in each other. We see what gift we have to offer the world. And being able to do life together has been the craziest, fulfilling journey I've ever been on. I'm so fucking proud of the resilience and determination and passion we have for our futures. And I seriously can't wait to see what 2024 brings us. Love you, my Lou, my suit of my Lou.
Oh, doll. Why do I feel like we're like at our graduation or something? Like, I like literally just saw like a high school graduation. Then I saw like my wedding and I saw my funeral. Like I saw it all passing before my eyes.
It's crazy. I can't even think of our future. It seems so weird. Like I can't imagine us with kids. I say it all and we will. But I just can't imagine us ever growing up proper.
I saw you at my wedding just then. Yeah. You were doing the wedding speech, but it also felt like a eulogy at a funeral. Like it was a bit sad.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. That freaks me out. I'm shaking.
Oh, well, thank you for your kind words.
You're
really
welcome,
beautiful.
Doll.
Fuck, mine's really long.
Oh, I thought mine was long, but
well, she said she did 3 pages, so I was like, I just got to typing. I just may as well get cracking. I'm really fucking nervous. But here we go. My little Susu Lulu Murmur Poo Poo Coo Coo. Murmur. So Lolo. Love of my life, wife and partner in crime, my sister. 10 years of friendship. I literally feel like I'm at a graduation. I literally feel like I'm at a graduation. 10 years of friendship and every single day with you is more fun than the last. I've truly never known a love like ours. Everyone's going to be like, they are gay. They're gay for each other. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt.
Don't mean to interrupt your own speech.
There's something wildly magic within your entire being and I've never met someone with so much love, care, patience, acceptance and kindness for other people. The way you treat those and strangers blows me away. The way you treat me and love me is something I thank my lucky stars for every single day. There's not one gratitude list I've ever written that doesn't have your name at the top of it.
Oh God.
Out of all the people that that could be put into my life, I was the luckiest human alive to be given you. You was my best friend. Oh, no. You're the human form of a little Valium pill. I call you my little Val. You're my safe place and truly the only person who I believe fully understands me through and through. You know me better than I know myself, and your ability to calm me down when I'm drowning in anxiety or my sad emotions is continually mind-blowing to me. I'm so emotional.
Same.
It's safe to say my past few years have been possibly some of the most challenging of my life. I've experienced so much grief and loss and some of the hardest mental challenges. The lows have been low and sometimes I thought I wouldn't come out, but you never gave up on me once. You never threw the towel in and said, this is all too much. Instead, I'm so emosh. Instead, you reminded me every single day who I am and why I should keep fighting. You are my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Literally a mess. Am I? Don't give me the chance to cry because it won't stop. My genuine wish for every single human in their life is that they can have an Ash there cheering them on and loving them unconditionally and never giving up on them. On my hardest days, I truly sit and think about us getting old together, laughing about our crazy, chaotic youth, sitting eating Nana bread, drinking matcha, yelling at our kids and grandkids, and just sigh.
The Grinch.
Yelling.
Yelling. Not like playing. Yelling.
Get you little shits. Sighing a big breath of relief and joy and happiness to know that we made it through the wildness of our life and we did it together. Even though I'm sure at our old age, we all somehow still find a way to be causing chaos and getting up to absolute no good. But this thought brings me so much joy knowing that I found my soulmate. I can't even imagine any man coming close to the love that I have for you. And I don't care where life takes me as long as you're by my side. I'll be the luckiest human on earth. I love you, my Lou. I'm so blessed and privileged to have you as a best friend and sister. Anything is possible with you by my side and always, no matter where you are, who you're with or what's going on, you have a home in me, a protector and an ally forever.
Oh, ally! Ally! Oh, no, Lou, you literally shut all over mine in the best way possible. Here's you being like, oh, I don't know about them, and then fucking comes up with this beautiful fucking, the most beautiful love letter I've ever received.
I'm so emotional.
Oh my God, that was beautiful. I love you, my doll.
Yeah, thanks for doing business with me.
Grateful for you.
Yeah. Oh, well,
no, I feel like I didn't do a bit long enough.
I loved it. It was gorgeous. But you know me, I get words are my thing. I get carried away sometimes. I love writing letters.
Oh, well, are you glad we did that now?
I am glad.
Okay.
She asked me to do it when I was having a really bad day. And I was like, I have got nothing in the tank. I just don't think I could do it justice. And I was feeling like, you know, a bit scared to be so vulnerable, but
I know.
There I was to pour my heart and soul
you
out.
You did pour your heart and soul. Aww. Honestly, get yourself a Lou.
Find a Lou or a Sue in this life.
Mm-hmm. Either one, because one is all and all is one.
Yeah. And just foster the relationships in your life that bring you the most love, support and joy, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in chasing down friendships or relationships that aren't serving us, aren't fulfilling us, aren't actually filling up our cup, and all for what? Even if my mom always says, even if you can just count the people in your life that love and support you that you could turn to on one hand,
You're
winning, even if you have one person.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, I wanted to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that people forget to do in friendships, and we talk about it all the time, but you're going to go through different phases in life. You're going to go through different seasons. And like if you've got a friendship this close, like I don't know how to describe it, this strong, I feel like we almost feel like we're in a relationship sometimes. Mm. And at the end of the day, like you are there growing together and evolving together. And I don't really know where I'm going with this. I just want to say water your friendship like a plant and just make sure you're communicating. And at the end of the day, like show your love to each other, like vocalize it or write it down if you can't vocalize it, because we don't tell the people we love enough how much we love them and how much they mean to us and what they've done for our life and the light that they've been. And you'll never, ever regret doing it. And you'll always walk away feeling so much better after it.
Mm. And I feel like it is noting that like friendships are relationships, and in any relationship you have to have those hard conversations. Mm-hmm. You need to reevaluate some things. Like you moving out was the best thing that could have happened for us, and we've gotten closer since that. So sometimes it feels like you're taking a step back in friendship, but really it can be a massive step forward. This could be with your mom, mm-hmm. your family member, like nothing. If you really love and care for someone, it's worth fighting for it, not always just being so complacent and throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough from us because we've got another episode to record.
We do, dolls. We do.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for another great year.
Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2024 after this episode. After this next episode.
Ho, ho, ho. I've turned from the Grinch into Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
With a little bit of love.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, and she's sprinkle, on the, sprinkle. She comes to the good side.
All right, well, love you guys.
Love
See you in the next step.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.